We're in the middle of Yemei Sfira, where we count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. If we look in the Torah, the Torah doesn't say very much about the mitzvah. There's just two psukim in the whole Torah about counting Sfiras Omer. One is, it says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days. That's in Parshas Emor. And then in Parshat Re'eh, it says, Shavah Shavuo Tispar Lach, count 7 weeks. And in Chazal, there's not a lot in the Gemara about it either. There's just really a few lines in the Gemara about Sfira. And in Shulchan Aruch, there's just one siman in Shulchan Aruch. Notwithstanding that, there's quite a lot that the Rishonim and Achronim come in and weigh in on this aspect of Sfiras HaOmer. But the Rishonim, by and large, attribute the mitzvah. The Torah doesn't give us a reason for counting Sfiras HaOmer, but Rishonim generally attribute it to the connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the physical freedom, and Kabbalah Satorah, when we got our spiritual endowment. The Chinuch says that the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael is the Torah, and the whole world was created for the sake of the Torah, and therefore we want to count the days to get to it. He says it's got quite an interesting turn of phrase. He says, "La'rot b'nafshin al-chifetz ha'gadol al-yom ha'nichlan al-chsaf li'beinu," show our tremendous desire to this day for Kabbalah Satorah, "ki'ebed yishach tzel," like a slave desires like the evening shade. In other words, like you're working like a dog, and when nightfall comes, you know, the work ends. Like the way you yearn for that, that's the way the yearning for Torah should be, and that's what we're reenacting with Sfiras HaOmer. And again, different Rishonim bring down, there's a Medrash that says Klal Yisrael also knew that they were going to receive the Torah after 49 days. We were busy counting during that period of time. Alright, I want to go over some points that are in the Hegyonei Halacha from Rav Mirsky. So I said there are two psukim in the Torah. So if we look at the two psukim, one pasuk emphasizes counting days. It says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, count 50 days. The other pasuk says, Shiva Shavuo Tispar Lach, count 7 weeks. So the $64,000 question, is this one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, when it says both of them? So the Gemara learns in Masechet Menachot, so Abayi says, Mitzvah L'mimnei Yomnei, U'mitzvah L'mimnei Shavuot. There's a mitzvah to count days, and a mitzvah to count weeks, but Hadar Kusha the Dukta, what does Abayi mean? Does Abayi mean that there's two mitzvahs, or just, you know, two aspects of the mitzvah? So the Rambam says Mefurish in the Sefer Mitzvot, it's one mitzvah. The Rambam learns that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's just one mitzvah. And he says, don't be misled to think it's two mitzvahs. And he says, he says that if Abayi meant that they were separate mitzvahs, so Abayi would have said minyan hayamim mitzvah u'minyan shavuot mitzvah. In other words, he would have said that the counting of the days is the mitzvah, and the counting of the weeks is the mitzvah. He doesn't say that. He says mitzvah l'mimne yome, mitzvah l'mimne shavuot. So meila, it just means it's a part of the mitzvah. And then he says he's got two rayas the Rambam brings in Sefer Mitzvot, that it's one mitzvah. One raya is, he says that if it were two mitzvahs, we would make two brachos. But we only make one bracha, so it's one mitzvah. That's raya number one. Raya number two, he says, if it was really two separate mitzvahs, so we would count days on the fragmented days and weeks at the end of the week. So we don't do it that way. Like, let's say on the 10th day, we're going to say, not tonight, but a different night, we'll say, Hayom Asari Yamim Shem Shvu Echad U'Shlosha Yamim La'Omer. So we wouldn't mention weeks otherwise if it was separate mitzvah. We just count weeks on the 7, 14, 21 days and count days there. So the Rambam says, since you see both those things, that's a raya. The Rambam says that it's one mitzvah. You know what's coming up. So there's a sheet to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham disagrees with the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that Bizman Beis HaMikdash, it was two mitzvahs, and they did make two brachot. So much for the first raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says it's like a kind of a reverse argument. The Rambam says, so we see the way we do it, so Mela, that means it's one mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Yerucham says, no. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, it was two mitzvahs, and they did make two brachot. But he says that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah to count days, is just, weeks rather, the mitzvah to count weeks is just a Zecher LeMikdash. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's just a Zecher LeMikdash. So Mela, you don't make a bracha on Zecher LeMikdash, so it's only one bracha. And then as far as counting the days and the weeks, so there is a shita in the Torah that indeed you do that which the Rambam rejected. Some people do that. They count the days, the one shita in the Torah, you count the days during the week, and then on the end of the weeks, you would count the weeks. So that's what the raya is from the Rambam. Now,
so we do count the weeks. We say
that
we count
them. Okay, here's the two. If it's two separate mitzvahs, then there's a mitzvah to count days, and it's to count weeks. Now, let's focus on the mitzvah to count weeks. When is there a mitzvah to count weeks? In the week, right. Day 7, day 14. Right. But I'm saying there's no mitzvah to count weeks on day 10. There's no mitzvah to... But I'm saying that's what the Rambam says. Right. But not everybody holds that way, I'm saying. That's what the Rambam holds. No, the Rambam does it that way. But I'm saying there's an opinion in Tur that's not the way you do it. You only count weeks at the end of the week. Okay, so that okay, now. Okay, what?
50 days?
What? Oh, okay, 50 to, okay, 50 days is, okay, 50 days is a different portion. What's your question? Why it's not 50?
No, what I'm saying, if you knock off the Shavuot, one Shavuot, two Shavuot, and you don't mention the days, counting 50 days can only be done...
Let's go back. So according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, there's two separate mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. Like Aleph, like day and night. One mitzvah to count the days, one mitzvah to count the weeks. One's got nothing to do with the other one. Or I shouldn't say nothing to do with the other, but they're two separate mitzvahs. Count days and count weeks, okay? So I'll count the days, and then I have a separate mitzvah to count the weeks.
So what do you do as this Yom HaShvi'i? Just count the weeks?
I would say, Hayom Shiva Yamim, Shem Shavu Echad. Then I would say, Shem Shavu Echad. But we'll see. Okay, now, this is Machloket Shitot between Sfarim and Ashkenazim. How do we formulate, I think our Sephardic friends will be familiar with this, the Sephardim don't say the days the way that we Ashkenazim say, not besides Ba Omer and La Omer, but aside from that, there's a difference. And he quotes the Teimanim also have a different minag. So they say, Hayom Asara Yamim, Ba Omer, Shem Shavu Echad U'Shlosha Yamim. Let me say it again. Hayom Asara Yamim Ba Omer. Today's 10 days in the Omer, Shehem Shavu Echad U'Shlosha Yamim. Right, so we Ashkenazim do it differently. We say Hayom Asara Yamim, Shem Shavu Echad U'Shlosha Yamim, and so they put the Ba Omer in the middle. So, and he says in the Teimanim, they say, excuse me, it's in Aramaic. Ha'ina Teimani Yomei BeOmra is 8 days in the Omer, Dinun Chad Shavu V'Chad Yoma, which are 1 week and 1 day. So, he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He brings different rayas, but the idea is that they would hold that the Ikar mitzvah is to count the days. In other words, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa to count the days, Mizbanazet. In other words, that counting days, you could say within the Shita, that counting days is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that I want to get all set up. I want to have it lined up. So I say, Hayom Asara Yamim Ba'omer. Now I did the mitzvah d'oraisa. Then the rest, I'm like throwing on, is like icing on the cake. In other words, that's the way this would go. Now, one second. Okay, all right. Now, there's another shita that the Beis Halevi has, and there's a tshuva from the Beis Halevi. Let's say I forget to count for one whole 24-hour period, right? I forget to count Sfira for one whole 24-hour period. Now we're inculcated to the shita of the Bahag. The Bahag is just one shita, but everybody has adopted the Bahag. The Bahag says you lose one day, you can't count with a bracha anymore. Everybody knows this. It's like Rav Simon says, it's like the Bahag is like it's gotten like outsized with this, but that's what we follow. Now the Beis Halevi has an idea. Let's say I forget counting for one whole day. The Beis Halevi wants to say, let's say I forget to count day 10. So the Beis Halevi says, I'm not out of gas at the end of the week, counting. In other words, when I get to the single, absolute weeks, the Beis Halevi wants to say, I could still count with a bracha. So I missed day 10, so when I get to day 14, he figures I could still count with a bracha, because I have that part of the mitzvah that I'm still holding on with. All right. Anyway, there's just some thoughts about. Now, let me just mention another thing about this Rabbeinu Yerucham. You know, he goes back with different arguments. Again, Rabbeinu Yerucham said there were two mitzvahs, and one is Zeichur LeMikdash. And again, each raya you can argue about it. Rabbeinu Yerucham first, he's mendama it to Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. And a lot of his whole machloka, whether that's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. But that's what he figures about the Yamim and the Shavuot. It's like Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. And he says, we don't make a bracha on Zeich LeMikdash. He says, just like we don't make a bracha on Korech. On Leil HaSeder, we do the sandwich, we don't make a bracha on it. Now people argue, he quotes in the footnotes here, Rabbi Yerucham Perlo says the reason we'll make a bracha on Korech is we ordered Yotzei the mitzvah with Achilas Matzah, but that's just some haaretz. Okay, any questions, come to us. What do you got for me, Eli?
Yeah, Does the Beis Halel assume that it's two separate mitzvahs, days and weeks?
Yeah, so not necessarily. The Beis Halel, this is the way Rabbi Sarfati, he teaches at YU, the way he explained it was, Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, if it's Zeichel HaMikdash, I don't make a bracha for Zeichel HaMikdash. So I had two brachos when the Beis Mitzvah was around. Now one is Zeichel HaMikdash. And it was, in other words, when I say the one is Zeichel HaMikdash, it's connected to the core of Mincha Omer. We don't Mincha Omer, so that's it. So it's history. He says, but all the other Mefarshim, whether they hold as Dereis or Drabanan, will hold that I will make a bracha on something. Even if it's Zeichel HaMikdash, I'll make a bracha on it. So that being the case, I still have like a part of the mitzvah that's left. So I messed up on the days, but I have the part of the mitzvah of the weeks that I'm not messed up on. So he, that's what he wants to say. Rabbi Mirsky says that we don't follow the halakha, but that's the truth of the Beis Halevi, that he wants to say that way. Okay, any other questions? That's it. Rabbi Chanan, Mechashmer, Mesparach, Hussal, Kodesil, Fiyachal, Tifradim, 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 Tifradim,